Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph of Masechet Shabbos. We begin the sixth parak of Masechet Shabbos, and this parak discusses the Yitziyah on Shabbos going out on Shabbos with Begadim and Tachshitim and other things that people need. That the Isser of the Melech of Hotzah is to go from one Rishus to another, and that includes going Dalet Amos in a Rishus Ram as well. But Midar Raisa, it's only Asur when you're carrying something that is called a Masa, as we've been discussing, when you're carrying an external burden on yourself. But begadim, tachshitim, clothing, jewelry, that you're allowed to go out wearing clothing, that's called derech malbush, it's not considered masa. However, the chamor goes there, that you're not allowed to go out with certain things that might be a malbush and might be a tachshit, but if there's a deep concern that you might remove them and carry them, and carry them for amasun shasram, the cham made a gzeira on such things. So our parak is just going to identify what exactly is called a masa, that you're going to be chayev achatas for carrying, and what is only going to be asur midrabanan, and what is even mutter lecharchila. And the parak is also going to talk about that there are certain tachshitim that you're not allowed to go out even into a chatzar with because of a chashash that you might come to carry them in a rishus rabim. Okay, so this mishnah starts to go through certain tachshitim that women would have that the chum asur going out with. So b'ma isha yotza, what is a woman? Which tachshitim is a woman allowed to go out with on Shabbos? U'b'ma ena yotza. And which tachshitim did the chacham make a gzera? She's not allowed to go out with on Shabbos. So lo teitzei isha lo b'chutei tzemer v'lo b'chutei pishtan v'lo b'ratzuos sheberosha. A woman's not allowed to go out even into a chatzer with wool or linen strands or straps made out of leather that she puts on her head that are braided into her hair. V'lo titbol behen, and she also can't go into a mikveh with such things on because it's chatzitza ad sheterapim, until she unties them a little bit so that they're very loose so that the water will be able to get in between her hair and these items. V'lo bitotefes, the Mishnah goes on to tell us that she's not allowed to go out with a totefes, which is some type of headband that stretches from ear to ear. Velobis arbitin, another type of jewelry that wraps around the head and goes over her cheeks. And bisman she'ena tfurim, when they're not sewed onto the covering of her head, because since these are very chashuva tachshitim, we're concerned that she might take them off in order to show them off to a friend of hers, and then she'll come to carry it dalet amos in Rosh Hashanah. But if they are sewn on to her other head covering, so she's not going to remove the covering off of her head when she's out in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore there's no concern she'll remove them either. V'lo b'kavul Rosh Hashanah, she's not allowed to go out with a chain into Rosh Hashanah, but into a chatzar she is allowed to. V'lo b'ir shel zahav, nor a type of jewelry that was called an ir shel zahav, which was a certain type of jewelry that was attached to her beged by her heart, which has an image of Yerushalayim. V'lo b'kat, nor another type of wide beged that they hang around the neck, v'lo b'nezamim, and nor with nose rings, v'lo b'taba'as she'ina le'achosam, nor with a ring that doesn't have any tzura that's used to sign with it, that's used as a signet. It's just a regular ring that's decorative, v'lo b'machat she'ina nekuva, nor with a needle that doesn't have a hole in it, in the end of the needle, you know, like what you would use to thread something, v'im yatzas ein chayav. But if she goes out to Rosh Hashanah with any one of these things, she's not chayev chatos, because strictly speaking, these are tachshitin. So min haTorah, she is allowed to go out with them. It's just a gezeira midrabanan that she might come to remove them. So that's why we don't recommend that she goes out with these items. So the Mishnah said a woman is not allowed to even be tovel with these chutin and ritzuos unless she loosens them, because otherwise it's going to be a chatzitza. So it says, where, tevila, mandekar shema, learn Masech Shabbos over here. Who said anything about a tevila? So why would we even mention that? So Amrav Nachman Yitzchak Amrav Baravua, matam ka'amar. The Mishnah is explaining the reason that you're not allowed to go out with these strands and these straps on Shabbos. Why is it that a woman is not allowed to go out with chutei tzemer or chutei pishtan? Because the chacham had said that on a weekday she's not allowed to go to the mikveh with them unless she loosens them. And since on a weekday she's not allowed to go out with them until she loosens them because it's a chatzitza, that's why on Shabbos she can't go out with them, because Dilma Misrami lo Tavila shel mitzvah v'shar yilahu, because we're afraid that on Shabbos she might have to go to the mikvah, she might become tummy and have to go to the mikvah, and then she's going to untie them, and that's going to be a problem, because then she'll take them off entirely, and she'll come vasilasi in our bottoms v'shusram, and she'll come to carry them dalaramus in v'shusrabim. So once we said that she's not allowed to go out with something that's going to be a chatzitza for tevila, she's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, so Gemara is going to discuss a certain type of strand. Boy minei Rav Kahana mirav. So Rav Kahana asks from Rav, techi chalilta, these chains of strings that are woven and braided in her, into her hair. Mai, is that a chatzitza and therefore usher for her to go out with on Shabbos, or is it not a chatzitza since it's impossible for it to really be tied on very tightly to the hair, and therefore she would not have to take it off for tevila, and therefore she would be allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Samalei, Ariga Ka'amrit, you're asking me about strands that are woven? Kol Shehu, Arig Lo Gazru. Anytime it's woven, the Chum didn't make a gzeira not to go out with it on Shabbos, because it's not going to be a chatzitza for tefillah, so there's no chash that she's going to remove it. Itmar Nami, there was another teaching in the Beis Medrash, Amar of Hunabri Rav Yeshua, Kol Shehu, Arig Lo Gazru. Anything that's woven, they never made a gzeira. V'ika Da Amri, and others say that Amar Rav Hunabar, Brid Rav Yeshua, Chazina La Achvasi Dilo Kapten Alayu. I saw my sisters that they're not makbit to remove these strands, these chains of strings that are in their hair. They're not makbit to remove them when they go to bathe. So I learned from there that it must be that it's not chotzis b'fnei ha'mayim, and there's no reason to remove them for tevila. And if there's no reason to remove them for tevila, then you're allowed to go out with them at Shabbos. So it says Mar Ma'ika ben Hach Lishna uben Hach Lishna. What's the difference between these two lishonos? So the Gemara explains, Ika benayu de tanifan, if they've become dirty. So lahalishna to amar kolshu arig lo gazru hachinami arik. If you say anything that's woven, they just never made a gezerah, so here is a woven thing. It doesn't matter if it's dirty or not. It's not going to be a chatzitza, and you're allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. But lahalishna to amishum kpeda, kivin de tanifan mikpad kapta alayu. But if the concern is, if the issue is that the women are not makbit to remove them when they bathe, well, if they're dirty, they will remove them when they bathe, in order that their bodies shouldn't get dirty, and even though it's not a chatzitza, but if they take them off before the tevila, then the gezerah that they might come to carry them, dalet amos and rosh hashanah, is indeed a reasonable gezerah. So Gemara brings a mishnah relating to dinim of chatzitza, and from there we're going to learn what you're allowed to go out with on Shabbos. So it's nanhasan. The mishnah in the ninth parak of Maseches Mikvos tells us, ve'elu chotzitzin ba'adam, the following things are chatzitzos on a person. Chutzitzin, strands of wool or of linen, and the strap, the leather straps that women wear on their heads, that young girls wear on their heads, that if it's made out of wool or hair, it's not a chatzitza, because water will get through them. Only if it's made out of pishtan, it's going to be chotzit. So the Gemara explains, all of them were said about Rashi Abanos, meaning the idea of Rashi Abanos is not only by Ritzuos, by all of the items that we're listing in the Mishnah, even the Chutei Tzemer or Pishtan that are Chotzeitz, it's only when it's on Rashi Habanos. So asking Mar Maskel Rav Yosef, the Mutei Mai, what are you trying to tell me? Meaning you're trying to say that if they're not Rashi Habanos, then they're not going to be Chatzitza. What does that mean? What's the other option? Where else would they be? If you're telling me that it's coming to be Mayit, if the chutim are wrapped around the neck, that's when they're not chotzeitz udamai. Well, what kind of chutim are you talking about? Ile milum ute tzemer. You're telling me that wool chutim that are wrapped around the neck, they're not going to be chotzeitz. You can't say that, because hashta rach al gabe kosha chotzeitz, rach al gabe rach mibayi. Meaning, if you have something soft that's like wool that's soft wrapped around something else that's soft, namely hair, that is going to be, I mean, wrapped around something hard like hair, that is going to be a chatzitza, because if it's attached well, so rach al gabe rach, when it's wrapped around flesh, which is also soft mibayi, you need to tell me that that's going to be a chatzitza. Rach al gabe rach attaches even stronger than rach al gabe kasha. So it can't be that Rav Huna is coming to be mema'et chutei tzemer around the neck, because if chutei tzemer on the hair is a chatzitza, chutei tzemer on the neck is vadai a chatzitza. Elamutei de chutei Pishtan. It must be that it's coming to exclude Chutei Pishtan, that when they're around the neck, they're not Chotzeitz. So Hashta Kasha Al Gabe Kasha Chotzeitz Kasha Al Gabe Rach Mibai. So if something hard like Chutei Pishtan on top of the hair is going to be a Chatzitza, so if you have something hard on top of something Rach, like the Basar, do you need to tell me that it's going to attach really well and become a Chatzitza? So it can't be that Rav Huna is coming to be Mema'it Chutei Pishtan either on the neck, that it's not chotzeitz. So says Gemara, here's what he's coming to be ma'id. Elam Rav Yosef, hainu taima de Rav Huna. Really, Rav Huna was telling me that we should be ma'id all sorts of chutim on the neck. Chutim on the neck are just not going to be chatzitza. And the reason for Rav Huna that the chutim are not going to be chatzitza, l'fi she'ein isha choneques es atzma, because how tightly could she possibly tie something around her neck? She's not going to want to choke herself. So asks Abaye and Rav Yosef, Yisvei Abaye, Habonus Yosin b'chutin sheba aznehen, avalo b'chabakin sheba tzavarehen, v'yamartein ishachonek satzma chabakin sheba tzavarehen amaylo, that a woman is allowed to go out with the strands that are in her ear. There's no concern that she's going to remove them from her ears, but not with straps that are around her neck. But if you're going to tell me that it does, she would never choke herself, why can't she go around out with the straps that are around her neck? It's not something that she attaches so tightly, so it shouldn't be chatzitza, and therefore she should be allowed to go out with it. So answers the Gemara, Amar Ravina, hacha bekatala askinan. The brisa that does not allow her to go out with the things around her neck is talking about a beged that she would tie around her neck that's very wide and will not hurt her when it's tied very tightly. Disha choneka says atzma, that using such wide strands, sometimes she would choke herself a little bit so that it would her flesh would sort of bunch up so that she'll appear like a balas basar. She'll appear to be more hefty. Apparently, it used to be more attractive for a woman to appear like a balas basar. I guess that's a cultural thing in that time. So that's what they used to do to create like a double chin effect, which was apparently very attractive. They would do that. But to stam take a thin strand and tie it around the neck, that they wouldn't do, because that would just choke them, and that's why it would not be chatzitza, because it wouldn't be tied tightly around the neck at all. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the two dots on Nun Zayin Amud Beis.